Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, John, a lot of movement, a lot of big games last weekend in the NFL. Let's hit it. Your best teams.
Well, there are some new teams that are creeping into the fringe of the power surge as some teams start to figure some things out. Other teams, whether it's due to injury, it's due to player performance, coaching performance, start to fall by the wayside. Now, at week 12, we have a much clearer picture of what we think these teams are and what they will be as we approach the postseason. And so I want to remind you and everyone else, this is a snapshot in time. This is not a predictor of who will be the Super Bowl champs, who will match up in the Super Bowl. This is just the best teams as we know it now in week 12. So some of those teams, just to recap, I'll tell you what, let's do this. Last week, Detroit, number one. Kansas City, two. Baltimore, three. Buffalo, four. Philly, five. And Pittsburgh, six. Now, we know that Kansas City lost. We know that Baltimore lost. Philly won. Pittsburgh won. And so that's where we're left with figuring out where we are now. Now, in regards to some of those teams that are starting to show up, how about the Denver Broncos? The Denver Broncos quietly are becoming one of the teams. I don't know that they ultimately make the playoffs, but in a very tough division, they are one and a half games behind the Chargers, who we've talked about before, and obviously the division leading Kansas City Chiefs. So keep an eye on Denver as Bo Nix starts to become more comfortable. Sean Payton gets a little bit more comfortable calling an offense for him. Arizona. Don't count them out, sure, because they are leading the NFC West. Now, bad division, the Rams, the Seahawks, and the Niners are all 5-5, and the Niners are a team that we're just keeping an eye on right now. They're kind of a cute little story, 1-3 in division. They're on the outside, obviously, looking in. Houston, getting Nico Collins back, that's a big get back for him. Now, the first play from scrimmage ends up going about 65 yards, called back because Laremy Tunsil downfield. Cheap call, but the right call. The Chargers as well. Monday night, we watched them. 7-3 now. J.K. Dobbins, was it 19 seconds left, and he goes for 35 yards for the touchdown, for the win.
You see Jim Harbaugh's got him singing in the locker room for He's a Jolly Good Fellow. These are grown men. Like, the Harbaugh effect is real. He gets that buy-in early from these guys.
Yes.
It's silly, John, but like it's camaraderie, no, right?
Yes, yes. We'll move on.
I feel like you had more to say there.
Washington, another team there that lost to the Eagles. They've lost two in a row right now, and I'm curious as to how they will recover.
Yeah.
Daniels, their quarterback. They've got the Cowboys and the Titans and the Saints. Three games where they should get back on track, learn from losses to really good teams. Steelers, Eagles, they're going to be in the top six. I'm just going to give you the heads up right now. But it's an opportunity for them with Jaden Daniels to get back to what they do best, and that is a quarterback that can sling the ball around, throw the ball, but also defensively, they've proven that they're a little bit better. And they have three games before they feast the Eagles again. That is a game on December the 22nd, the Sunday before Christmas, that I am highlighting as it could decide that division, and there's going to be a lot of playoff implications in that game. Minnesota, 8-2. What do you believe about Minnesota? What do you know and what do you feel about Minnesota? They're 8-2, yet I don't have them in my top six.
Yeah, it's so odd. They're a well-coached team. I feel like they've overachieved at this point. I think the Darnold thing, he had a bounce-back game this week, but had struggled the previous 2 weeks.
10 interceptions.
Yeah, I know, among the league leaders.
It's fourth right now. Yeah. There's three quarterbacks tied for three. One of those happens to be Patrick Mahomes. We'll talk about him in just a moment. But number six in the power surge. Lost to Pittsburgh, drops them down in the rankings. It is the Baltimore Ravens. Now, I still think that they're a good team. I'm just curious as to, like, when you think about the teams that they've lost to, they've lost to really good teams, but at some point you've got to beat some of those really good teams. They lost to the Chiefs to start the season, a tough bounce back game against the Raiders. That one's really stinging them. They lost to the Browns. Now, albeit on the road, a division opponent, not a great loss. Losing to the Steelers, that's a tough one. You look at their wins. Their best win, the really only good win, is against the Bills.
Yeah.
All right. But they have four losses, and we'll talk about Lamar Jackson and how it affects his MVP status a little bit later. Philly comes in at number five at 8-2. Now I look at Philly and I say, okay, you know, how do I feel about them? I think in the NFC, they're the number two team. They're the toughest competition for that one seed for the Detroit Lions. And they don't get a chance to play in the regular season head to head. So it's going to be common opponents. It's going to be how do we gauge them? Philly is a team to me with Saquon Barkley, that offensive line, while healthy, and a defense that they have been very judicious in how they've used some of their veteran players, preserving them for the biggest moments, preserving them for week 16, 17, and the playoff stretch. So they come in at number five. Pittsburgh, big jump for them. Last week I had them at six. They jump up to four with a big win over Baltimore. They made Lamar Jackson look very average. There's a lot of factors in that game, but being able to limit Lamar Jackson, and it raises the question of what can they do against other offenses that are very potent. I'm curious how they would match up right now with the Detroit Lions. Kansas City comes in at three.
Ooh.
And it, again, snapshot in time. They are clearly one of the top three teams in the NFL, but losing to Buffalo, I can't at this moment say, yeah, you know, Buffalo should be three, Kansas City two. So Kansas City comes in at two. Buffalo obviously comes in at three with that big win over Kansas City. Josh Allen, a phenomenal performance. And we talk about Coach of the Year. That might be Coach of the Year situation there in Buffalo. Still has a chance to play itself out. Detroit obviously comes in at number one. They did nothing to make you think that they would drop down. They right now are playing and are perceived by many as the best team in the NFL. Certainly are by me.
So the things I was most interested to see, again, your order, Lions 1, Bills 2, Kansas City 3, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Baltimore round out the six teams in the power surge. I want to know how far Kansas City would fall. I like that you put them behind Buffalo. You have to respect what just happened this week. You really do have to start picking apart KC, though, at this point. They are not winning games handily this season. They're eking out some ugly ones. They're ninth in the NFL in point differential. Now, you give them credit for winning, which is why I think it's a delicate dance at this point. But I think after they lose a game, you start to poke holes in them a little more now.
Here's one thing I want to see. They found Patrick Mahomes found Xavier Worthy a little bit more this past weekend, and he's a rookie wide receiver. He's fast. He's only going to get better. I think he is made much better by having DeAndre Hopkins. And as they figure out the combination of those two, how to use them and when to use them, I think they're only going to get better. But you've got to be able to do it now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So I don't have an issue 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think the Ravens is a real conversation. Should you have left them out?
Well, I went through that exercise. It's a 4-loss team. And I've got Minnesota, who's 8-2. I've got Green Bay. I didn't even talk about them. They're 7-3.
Yeah.
Houston at 7-4. You know, I mean, there's the Chargers, obviously, at 7-3. I mean, I think Lamar Jackson, and I mean, if there was only a chance for us to see Baltimore and the Chargers play.
Monday night, yeah. Right. Harbaugh's head-to-head Thanksgiving week.
I mean, this again, snapshot in time,
yep.
And obviously that will play a factor into next week's power surge.
Mine would be Lions, Bills, Chiefs. I would go Eagles and then Steelers, but man, that's like splitting hairs.
Yeah.
And then I would go the Chargers and Baltimore both at 6.
You can't do two.
Hey, yes. The NFL has ties.
Thank you, Stoney.
Yeah, and they play this week to determine it. So it's the NFL has ties.
Right. I've argued,
you know
B.
What? I've argued forever the league needs to get rid of ties, and I get shot down all the time. And then I tie something, and it's like, oh, how dare you? You know, there's ties in the college football rankings.
Hey, then if you have a stance, stick with it.
So right now, that's what I'm doing. They play for it. Let's see it on the field.
No, you hate ties, so why would you put a tie in there?
Couple other things of note. We may be heading for the Steelers getting home field advantage in the AFC if the Chiefs lose again.
Chiefs play the Steelers on Christmas Day. That game suddenly a huge deal for seeding.
The Steelers have the tiebreaker right now over the Bills. So when the Bills have their bye, the Steelers will slot ahead of them because of conference standings.
Well, think about it.
The AFC playoffs could go through the Steel City. They are the most. They may be the most balanced team in football. Okay, seriously, and that's. I know I'm including the Lions in that, but in terms of offense, running, passing, and then their defense, they slowed down one of the best offenses in the league. Yeah. Man, that wins in playoffs. I think they're for real.
It wins and it travels,
and that is this week's snapshot in time. This week's power surge. It's 97.1.